sponsors. See Rabbi Bruckheimer is with us. We want to thank Rabbi Bruckheimer again for sponsoring Rabbi Angel's shiur for the duration of the month in memory of his beloved wife, Helen. As mentioned last week, my math teacher in sixth grade, a wonderful woman, and his father as well. Rabbi Simon is obviously no stranger to the BMT. Last year, Rabbi Simon came in and he spoke about the halachos of mezuzah and the chamudei Daniel. But I actually wanted to refer to the other shiur for a moment. It was like this incredible halachic suspense scenario. The topic was Bishul Akum, and as you'll recall, many people here. But if you weren't here, it's really amazing. So the situation was as follows: these kids were starving. They went on a trip. And they were supposed to have like a cookout, and this very well-meaning person who happened, you know, not to be, you know, Me'achenu B'nei Yisrael, you know, starts making the hamburgers, and we have a real problem. The hamburgers, that's not Ne'achal Kamo Shuchai, right? You'll go to the hospital, and that's for sure Olel Shulchan Malachim. Like, you know, the president eats hamburgers all the time, I think. And there's no Hashlachas Kis in here. It's like Ashkenazim. So what's going to happen? And Rabbi Simon saved the kids' lunch, which was just an amazing thing. So when I saw, I was looking at some of the makoros here, you know, Birchas Hanan, and you might think that this is going to be about, like, you know, what bracha do you make, or, you know, things, and maybe we'll talk about that. But probably there are going to be some kids, you know, whose food gets saved here. Once Rabbi Simon is giving a shir about food or brachos, you have to assume that, you know, there's going to be, like, a rescue by the end of the shir, you know, so... Rabbi Simon, as everybody here knows, you know, is Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. But if you spent any time around there, you know, he's not just, you know, giving formal shiurim, but these are my recollections anyway, being on the fifth floor of the Gottesman Library or whatever the arrangement is now, you know, fielding questions from all of Klal Yisrael, trying not to disturb people, you know. It's sort of amazing whenever Rabbi Simon does have the time to prepare the actual shiurim and to save kids' lunches, because he really is available to anyone and everyone for their halach needs. So it's a great kavod for us to have Rabbi Simon back at the Beit Midrash of Teaneck. If you want, you can hold it also.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Rabbi Friedman. It's a big schuss to be back here. I'd like to thank Rebbetzin Feldman, Rebbetzin Steckler for their help. And it's always great to share Divrei Torah with you. Please feel free to speak up. That's what makes the shiur interesting. You know, and then we never know which way the shiur will take us, you know. If you speak up, you ask questions, you know, that gives I'm not here to give a lecture series. I always say, tell my Talmidim, I'm not here to train you how to become court stenographers. I want you to be active participants, not court stenographers. So, okay. Zech Nishmas Avi Mori, Yachav Min Yisrael Pilchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Shein, Bas Yoshua Falek. Thank Rabbi Bruckheimer for and when I see Rabbi Bruckheimer, I always think of his son, Rav Aryeh, who was in my shir as well. Okay, so we're having a two-part series on Birkas Hananim. Okay, so let's see. So first, the Torah, the first piece, the Rambam. Most of the Makoros are from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. I thought that would be the best way to present. And we'll see from here where we go. Okay, so it's a mitzvah min haTorah to have Birkas HaMazon, right? And that's not what we're here to talk about, really, because that's Bracha Achrona. But the main thing I wanted to talk about is Bracha Rishona today. So the first thing the Rambam writes, in the next, where it says, Ches, Kol HaBrachas Kulam Lo Yafzik Ben Bracha, So, when you make a bracha, you know, in every Jewish home, we're always, you come home Friday night, that's always a good time for the family to get together and have some interesting conversation. And then you finally have to stop the conversation and get to the Kiddush. And in fact, there's a halacha brought down in the poskim that this is when you come home, you know what it says? Two words. Yikadish miyad. He's supposed to make Kiddush right away. Yikadish miyad. In other words, why Yikadish miyad? So the Alter Rebbe, that's the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, who wrote this magnificent work on called the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So the Alter Rebbe says, because I'm gonna give it a little spin, but he says, like, say for example, the king would be waiting for you. He's coming to your house. He's coming to see you, and you just keep waiting. Keep waiting in the room there. And you didn't go to greet him, so it's not so respectful to the king. So Shabbos is here. Kiddush is our what? Our greeting to the king. So therefore what? Yikadish miyad. So when you go home, really, you're supposed to, write to the Kiddush, if you can. Excellent question. You should know, I wrote a sefer on Minhagim. You should buy my sefer. just to understand what's the. I think you're right. We need a special heter for Shalom Aleichem. I don't know. Do you know the don't say Shalom Aleichem? Probably not. Right? Just to say Shalom Aleichem, Ishakayim, and the Hasidim, they say, well, but you're right. No, that's why. That's why. I'm not telling you to do this. I'm a big believer of following the Minhagim tradition. But you know what? So I can't bring myself not to say Shalom Aleichem because people think I'm weird. I didn't say Shalom Aleichem. But I don't do like a three times. Three times. You do it once each stand. Again, if you do three times, continue doing three times. I'm not here to try to change anyone's practice. But you're right. You see? Excellent. I'm sorry for the Zoom people. I apologize. I get sometimes okay. But you hear me? All the Zoom people heard so far? Yeah, you're right. So if you get my sefer, I have a whole piece on. But we're not here to discuss Shalom Aleichem today. But that's an excellent question. In other words, basically what I'm telling you is you need a heter to say Shalom Aleichem. You understand? It's not pashut that you should be able to say Shalom Aleichem.
Well, the Kiddush is the official beginning, therefore you can do things before the official beginning.
Yeah, so maybe it's also a type of greeting of sorts. Yeah, but you're right. But I'm glad you. Oh, so what does that have to do with Birkas Hananim? Because the answer is that. So finally, you got to the table, and you make Kiddush. And then you made hamotzi, and then people are dying to get back to that conversation. So a lot of times people are going to start speaking before what? They swallow the bread. And if you do that, there's a big question: did you lose the bracha? Because Birkas Hananin, you have to make the bracha and then eat right away. If you speak in between, what happens? You lose the bracha because you're mafsik. People always in this generation always talking about a hefsik. Everything's a hefsik. This is a hefsik. That's a hefsik. Everything's a hefsik. But this, not everything is a hefsik. But this is really a hefsik. If you speak in between, in other words. So really, when you make the motzi or you hear the balabais make the motzi, you swallow and then you can continue the conversation.
And then you have the whole Kiddush.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent question. What's your name?
Fred.
Fred's asking very well. He's saying, don't we violate this all the time? We make a Bari Pei Gafen, And then what? And we may say Kiddush. That's an excellent question. So the answer is, well, that's part of the way Kiddush is. In other words, that's the inyan of the Kiddush, to make Kiddush alayayim. So that's not called a hefsek. But I'll tell you a discussion that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has in his Sefer. An unbelievable question. Kiddush on Yontif, right? So what are we doing? We make the Barbeh Goffin. We make the Kiddush, and then what? Shechyan, right? There's only one time a year, Chutzlar, it's two times, that we don't make Shechyanu on, we don't make Shechyanu on the Yontif Kiddush, and that, Rabbi Roblowski said, yeah, the last day, Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach and Achron Shel Pesach. But, you know, once you sing the Niggun, Asher Bacha Banu Mikolam, you know, so naturally, you're going to say Shechyanu. But it's wrong, obviously. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a question, did you lose the bracha? Did you, meaning, now you're going to drink from the wine. Now you're going to drink from the wine. So what's going to happen? You were mafsik. You said a whole bracha. So you said very well. Kiddush should not be hefsek. So Kiddush is part of the thing you're supposed to do. But say you do something more that you weren't supposed to do. So at first glance, what? That's a hefsek. So if that's a hefsek, then you lost the what? The bar piagafen. And then how are you going to drink from the wine? That's the question that Rav Shlomo Zalman has in the Milchei Shlomo. He had a question. It's a good question. So is that really the case? So hopefully you didn't make the mistake. But I'm sure there's a fair amount of people that every Shvi Shel Pesach will make this mistake. Because all the other Yomim Tovim... what's your name?
First day of Sukkot, make Leishim HaSukkot before the Shabbat.
Right, but either way, but we're going to be making it before, right. You know, Hanami, but we're still going to make the Shachiyano relation to Sukkot, but it's not going to be a hefsek because that's what you're supposed to be saying. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you know, Rabbi Friedman was saying, you know, save the day. So he's going to save the bracha. And what is he going to say? So his chiddush is like this, that a hefsek is only if it's a Hesach Hadas. Meaning, the case I gave you, you know, everyone's, okay, you Kaddish Miyad, so really you shouldn't have these conversations. You should Kaddish Miyad, but you know, the reality of life is that how many families are going to the table right away, and okay, so we're, you know, the conversation probably started already on the way back from shul, and, you know, and everyone gives his opinion on the Hak of the day. You know, what's, you know, whatever the hak of the day is. You know, so you come home, and, okay, you finally made it to the table. So if you're going to go ahead and continue that conversation before you eat the bread, you lost the bracha, right? But, because you're Masiach Das, this has nothing to do with Kiddush. Whatever interesting conversation you happen to have, nothing to do with Kiddush. But if you're making a Shechiyanu, it's because you think you're supposed to be making a Shechiyanu today. So you made a mistake. You're not supposed to make a Shechiyanu. But that's not called a Hesach Hadas. That's not that your mind is on the, you know, the sports game or whatever it is. That's what you think you're supposed to make. So you were wrong. You made a mistake. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, a hefsek that's not a hesach hadas doesn't make you lose the bracha. That's what Shlomo Zalman says in his Milcha Shlomo. Yeah? Okay, so that's another important point is from the Shalach HaKadosh. I'll tell you over from the Shalach HaKadosh. If you're a Horowitz, you might be related to, you know, from the Shacharitz is that a Levim. Then you're related to the Shalal, like David Horowitz from YU, or the Hafla, all these good Horowitzes. Yeah. So he says a Chiddush, also to save the Bracha. That what happens, you started, a lot of people start speaking before they swallow the challah. But he says, if you already put it in your mouth, you start chewing, that's the tchila sachila. So, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do that. But again, since you had the tchila sachila through the chewing, you don't lose the bracha. That's the Shalach HaKadosh quoted in the Magen Avraham. So Rav Shlomo Zalman did us a favor and saved us the bracha, and the Shalach HaKadosh many years before also for two different heterim. One heter is that, again, hefsek has to be hesach hadas, when you talk about something totally external, it had nothing to do with this. But here, you're making Kiddush, and this is very often part of the Kiddush. And that's the story. Okay? Okay, so that is the story of the Shaila of Hefsek. Okay, let's take a look on page, the page number here, next page, Os Yud Aleph. We have a din of kol shomer bracha min habrachos mitchilos avad sof and iskaven lotzeis bo yidei chovoso yotza aval pishulo ono amen. So you could be motzi someone with a bracha. So we do that always by Kiddush Friday night. You know, there's different minhagim. What to do Friday night on Kiddush? Do all the men make Kiddush, make their own Kiddush, or does one person make for the whole family? What do you think? So what? What's your name? So you ask. What you ask your guest.
Correct.
Yeah, he asks his guest. He's a nice man. He asks his guests whether they want to make their own Kiddush. I'm not so nice. I don't ask my guests. Anyone who comes to my house, I make Kiddush for the whole Olam. I don't say, do you want to make your own Kiddush? If somebody's going to ask me and they really want, you know, I'll try to convince them not. But I'm not offering. I do not offer anyone to make their own Kiddush. One kiddush for the household. What that's called? What? The Rov Am Hadras Melech. Rov Am Hadras Melech has two meanings. One meaning is it's better to daven with 100 people than daven with 10 people. Rov Am Hadras Melech. The more the merrier, right? But it also means another thing. It also means that when you have a group of people together and you're making a bracha together, we shouldn't have everyone making their own bracha. One person should make it for everybody. That's called Barov Am Hadras Melech. So according to most poskim, that's the preferred way. One kiddush for the whole thing. Now, technically, we violate this a lot. I'll tell you when. Challah. So really, the Chazan should say the bracha of challah. We should enter amen and start saying challah. But that's not the minute, right? People, everyone makes their own. Why is that? Or the shalah, there's another shalah. You know what the shalah says? By kol nidre. You know what the shalah says? The Chazan should make shachianu. You know, at night we make shachianu on Yom Kippur night, kol nidre. And everyone should answer amen, finished. Also not so much the minute. So, but Now, in Hasidic circles, in certain, especially I heard Ger Hasidim, they go around the whole table, and every man makes his own Kiddush. Some say that because there, the Kiddush itself is the mitzvah. So maybe it's better to do the mitzvah yourself, as opposed to a bracha on the mitzvah, like then maybe only by a bracha on the mitzvah do you say, Barov Hamad Hashmelech. But when the bracha itself is the mitzvah, then maybe you should, everyone should make their own. But I'll tell you. So every once in a while, when I'm a guest, I ask to make my own Kiddush. So I'm not being consistent. I'm being inconsistent. So why do I do that? I believe in Rav Amad Yisrael. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you my secret. So this is why. A lot of times, you can go to some people's homes, very well-meaning people, and sometimes the Ivra is just not, is either not audible or not. And what am I going to wait to see whether I like the Ivra or don't like the Ivra? And did he mumble the words and you can hardly hear anything? Then it'll be, you know, insulting. So I said, I'd like to make my own Kiddush. So he doesn't know that when people come to me, I don't let them do that. But I'm inconsistent because some, you know, as if I know I go to a person that I know is very medactic and he's going to say it clearly. So I you know, I'm Yotze with his Kiddush. But Lamaisa, sometimes when I'm by other people's homes, and sometimes I know already from before how it's going to turn out, or it's going to be a big suffix, so then I ask to make my own. Because I don't want to embarrass anyone, so I just say, and that's well understood that some people make their own Kiddush. So no one's going to question that. But they don't know to say, oh, but how come when you have, they're not going to realize that. So that's my secret. You understand? So I don't want to, yeah. So that's the question. So some say, therefore, by Kiddush, you should make your own. But the simple pshat is that when I make Kiddush and everyone else is listening, that's doing the mitzvah themselves also. Because Shomei Ka'ona is Shomei Ka'ona. It's like you're making your own thing.
Do you do your own, go up there if you don't like what you can't hear well, or
you're not going to
do it. I mean, that should be the same principle. The what? That what? If you think let's say you're at Bar Mitzvah and you think he's lending by heart, you should go up there and lend for yourself.
No. No. No, so I'll tell you why. No, it's a good question you're asking. It's a good question. Why is it, if I think, first of all, I have, you know, I don't know for sure that he's laying by heart, so, and a bar mitzvah also, Kriya Sator is different. First of all, Kriya Sator might not be a chova on every yachid. It's on the tzibur. So even if I didn't hear it, but there are 10 people who heard it, so that's good enough. It's not like by COVID, you know, we missed so many parshas. So some people will mock me to make it up, but the simple truth is you didn't have to make it up because it's a chova on the tzibur. So if the tzibur didn't, like Rav Shechter pointed out, based on the Shaar Ephraim, if the tzibur never convened, so then there was no chova to have it. But the motzi lechem in aretz I have to make. With a Kiddush, I have to make. It's a chovas hayachid. And if I, especially if it's on Yontif, if it wasn't Yotze Kiddush, so then it's a, you know, it's a whole problem. Or if I wasn't Yotze the Motzi, and I want to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah now, you know, so that's a personal chiyuv. So then I want to make sure that I made the bracha or heard the bracha. So then I'll... And then I have another thing. I'm on a certain diet, so I eat whole wheat. And that's my excuse to make my own hamotzi. So I use the whole wheat. So you have to have these things in the back pocket just to, you know, to, not to offend anyone. In other words, you have to, you know, everything has to be b'chachma. You know, when you want to be scrupulous in halacha, but you also want to be scrupulous in other people's dignity. So you do things b'chachma. Yes?
And if you went to somebody's house and they said, I'm going to sign an anointing on the whole wheat, and I bought only whole wheat challah, and you have a problem with the bit of kiddush, what do you do about it?
Right, so technically speaking, if I really didn't hear, then I would have to make my own hamotz. So it depends. As I said, different people, you know, some people, you know, from different generations weren't, you know, their diction or addiction of brachas aren't, you know, I don't have to tell you, we know that, you know, not so clear, not so, and sometimes they, especially Shem Hashem, they could, you know, not say it correctly, you know, and it's not, you know, so we try to be yotzei everything and also make sure we're yotzei b'nei Elokim v'adam, that this, everyone's dignity should be, Yeah. If you have teenage boys, you want everyone to make their own kiddush. But the question is, you're plotting to, right? So the question is that should we make teenage boys? Should we do chinuch that each one should make? Or because especially if you have a lot of people at the table, you know, it could be a big, you know, tircha, a big. You know, so everything in life, you always have to balance everything together. So you're right, there could be a chinuch aspect, but it could be the chinuch will be fulfilled, that he knows he heard his father's kiddush all the years, and one day he'll be the father, and he'll make the kiddush, and that will be his chinuch, you know? So everything is, everything has to be understood in its proper way. Okay, so let's go down to the page. They don't have page numbers here, right? The page number that begins Chamisha Minim Hain. You see that? Page 3, Chamisha Minim Hain. So this is the Shaila of Mizonos, or Hamotzi. Right, to make a mizonos or hamotzi has to be from the five grains. Chita is what? Wheat, saora, barley, kusmin, rye, shibola shual, oats, shipon, spelt. So there's a big thing in the modern day poskim about oats. Is oats one of the chameshes minim or not? So, what? Yeah, Pesach, but it's not only Pesach, it's every, you know, every time you make you eat something out of oats, you know, granola bars and other things, Cheerios. I have Cheerios for breakfast every morning. So the Olam usually accepts that oats is shibola shua. But there's a discussion about this. There was a Professor Felix, in his book, he shows you that it's not the case. If you look at because all these, the chita and the sora are the two main categories, and the kusmi shibola shua fall in to the two main categories, the subsets of the. And oats is a question whether it's chameshes mine dogan or not. Now, this, because part of the discussion, like Rav Abadi once pointed out, is that it's, you know, that's good for the thing, it's gluten free, the oats. And that's my point. But if you look, if you ever look at the, how it's made, you can look on Wikipedia and you'll see that the way a chita and a sora is, and the oats is a totally different configuration of what it looks like. And there was a whole discussion in the postgame whether oats is one of the hamishas mine dogon or not. So if it is, so then what do we gain by that? Well, you gain that you'll eat Cheerios, you'll make a what? Mazonas. And you'll eat oat bread, you'll make hamotzi. And why is that so significant? I'll tell you. Because every other day, someone says to me, myself, my son, this is what? Celiac. More so than I've ever heard before. Celiac. So I can't have gluten. So then what do I, how do I have Suda Shabbos? How do I have Matzah L'Pesach? So if you hold that oats is one of the Chameshes Minei Dagon, then you have the oat matzah, you have the oat bread, and then you're safe. But if you hold it's not, and there might be good reason, there's different shitas in the poskim, whether it is or it isn't. And then so then you have a problem what to do with all these cases. Yeah.
Difference between bread and cake. Sometimes you buy a challah in the bakery and it's full of chocolate chips or whatever, and a chocolate chip challah. What makes that a challah and not cake?
Excellent question. Okay, that technically is on today's syllabus, so I'll answer the question. So let me tell you. You see, if you have flour and water and it rises, it's bread, so it's a mozi. The question is, what if they're additives? You have eggs in it. Right? So what do you do? So there's some hold. This is a machlokus between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. If you're a diehard Sfardi, what does a diehard Sfardi do? A diehard Sfardi at the Shabbos table, you know what he does? He comes with his own challah. And he insists on water challah. Because he holds that all the other challahs, and this is are really mazonos. Why? Because they have additives. So if it's only flour and water, that's hamotzi. But the mechaber seems to say that if you have other additives, then it becomes mazonos. So diehard Sfardi, he'll come to my house with his water challah. Now, most people don't have water challah because it's not the most... on the list of what's Onik Shabbos, I wouldn't put water challah on the top of the list. You know, so it's not my... But a diehard Sfardi will do that. But the Ramah, he holds you could still... You could still have other additives, and it'll still be what? Hamotzi. What about matzah? What bracha do you make on matzah? On Pesach, we all make hamotzi bracha menorah. What about during the year? Sfarim make what? Mazonos. Why? Because they hold that that's... In other words, the idea we said before with the water challah is because if it's not water challah, they hold that's possible, but kistin, that's like a cake type of thing. And the Sephardim also, they hold that something like what the force fries is brittle, like a cracker type thing, is what? Is mizonos, like a matzah, except for Pesach, where that's the bread of the day, so to speak. And Ashkenazim don't make hamotzi the holy. Yeah. So, one second, let me just finish this one comment, and then you can comment. Many years ago, how was it, 91, Tavshin and Aleph, Rav Avadi Yosef spent 1 week in YU. A whole week he was there. And he you know what, he came, they put him up in a hotel. They put him up in a hotel, and he would come in the morning, give a shiur, he'd go back and come in back in the evening and give another shiur. Rabbi Bronstein, who was the administrator then at the time, reminded me, the first time when he came for the shiur, there was a big delay. I mean, he was there, and there was a big delay. What was the delay? You know what the delay was? He couldn't give the shiur. You know why? Because they forgot to bring the garb from the hotel. And he wouldn't, without the Rishon LeZion garb, he wouldn't give the shiur. That was part of the, you know. So we waited till they went back to the hotel, they got the garb, and they and he gave the shiur. But on at the end of that week on Friday, my friend Rabbi Tzvi Harari told me, I was eating breakfast, and he said, you know, Rav Avadia is in the library now eating breakfast. Maybe you want to come? And he convinced me to come, and we spoke for some time. We had a private conversation, you know, private means with whoever else was there at the time. And you know what he told me? He told me that even though he wrote the tshuva for Sephardim to make mizonos the whole year on matzah, he himself makes hamotzi. He only said it liyashiv min ha'olam. And what's the idea? So the idea being, and this is the question is like this. The simple pshat, the Sephardim hold, that whenever there's an additive, whenever there's physical differences, you add egg challah, eggs in the thing, it's no longer hamotzi, it's mizonos. Whenever you have those or you change the texture, mizonos. That, right. And the Ashkenazim held, like Rabbi Willick says over and others, that no, the additives only are significant if as a result of the additives, this particular food is no longer a meal-type food, but a snack-type food. So therefore, if you would have a matzah, or you say you have the challah, the egg challah. Say you have the egg challah. So now you put eggs. But is that now just a snack-type food, or is it still it's a meal-type food? It might be a little tastier, but it's still a meal-type food. So that's usually what the Ashkenazim hold, but Rav Abadi holds also that even the Sephardim maybe agreed to that as well. In other words, some Sephardim say, no, we just follow the physical thing. If it's physically different, then no more hamotzi, mizonos. So therefore, if it's not water challah, but egg challah, you have additive, no longer. But the other shita is no. That it's only if you change, as a result of changing the physical construct of the food, now it's no longer a meal-type food, but it's a snack-type food, like a cake or something like that. So that is the... So that's what Rav Avadia Yosef said. He says the minhag of many Sephardim was that whenever they change the physical construct to make it brittle and not this, or make it, you know, you will change the bracha. But deep down, he really thinks the Iker Halacha is even for Sephardim to make hamotzi on matzah the whole year, because it's still a meal-type food, even though you change the physical construct. Yeah.
That's a hard
have challahs like Matt was saying nowadays, marshmallow challahs, sugar challahs, they could be desserts. So what makes them now, you know, hummus?
Right, so that's...
Maybe it should be, what's the ikar? What's the tafel? Maybe that should be the basis.
Right, so... Right, but still, that's the in other words, in Ochanami, if you put so much in the thing that it's no longer, you know, no one would eat it as a meal now. People would generally, you know, just like you take a piece of cake and you would eat the piece of cake, so you would eat this thing. So then you have to have a big shiloh that maybe you'd switch to. But if it's still something like... In my day, raisin challah, okay? So raisin challah, you know, we always like to have raisin challah. But it still was a regular challah type thing, you know? It didn't change the fact that it's a meal type food just because of the raisins. Maybe if you put so much marshmallow and so much this, maybe you're right. You're right. It has to be some cutoff point. But again, the diehard Sfardim would say no. It doesn't have to change the type of, as long as the physical additives are there, it's no longer hamotzi anymore. It's mezonos. Yeah.
If let's say someone does not eat matzah, first of all, there's not a matzah during the year, but the Pesach ends Friday, but at night, and now it's Shabbos, you have no choice but to have a matzah. You can't get away, you can't even own it, so I have to make a motzah on the matzah on Shabbos, correct?
What, for?
Pesach
ends on.
Right. That Shabbos is now motzah yom.
Sorry.
Or you have no choice but to make a motzah on the matzah on Shabbos.
Because the Sfardim
will not make a
motzi
on matzah during the year,
right? Right, those Sfardim, the minhag of Sfardim, many Sfardim will not, right.
So the first day after Yantim, Shabbos, you have no choice but to make a motzi on the matzah.
Yeah, if the first day of if Motzai Yantif is Shabbos. What?
Even Israel you can't, because even Israel where you can't...
Lo Bedu Pesach. So that would be, how would you work that? The first day would be what? If Thursday... The first day is Shabbos, we have that. First day is Shabbos in Eighth day is Shabbos. So the eighth day would be Friday. Seventh day is Friday. And then it's going to Shabbos, yeah. So, and you're Sfardi. And you're Sfardi. So you have the Pesach of food. Right. No, so then they would agree, because the Sfardim agree on Pesach. Because the idea is because that's the bread of the day. So on this Shabbos also, it's the bread of the day. Because that's the only thing you could have. But it's a good point you're making. But that would be... yeah. But that's... but that's what you would have to say. Now, let me tell you another thing about mezonos. What bracha do you make on Wheaties? Wheaties. Well, I can't hear you. You say mezonos. Why? Because it's one of the... Right. Mezonos? You like mezonos? No? Yeah? Wheat? Oh, so what's the problem with that?
So, it's made into a cereal. It's all over. That's a bad answer.
No, so you have to realize like this, that the halacha that you make mezonos on wheat is only if it is what's called a maisa kedera. Meaning that you processed the mizonos, and what? And you made it into a cookie, cake, farina, or something like that. But if you take, a kernel of wheat, so what is that called? That's called koseses achita. Means you're eating something that's a raw chita. It's not mazonos. In other words, it's not necessarily true that there's this correlation between wheat and mazonos. Whereas mazonos is wheat only if it's formed into a cookie, a cake, a porridge of something like that. So the question is, so what bracha should you make on Wheaties? What? Because of the milk?
Because it's baked.
In other words, it doesn't say that.
If you bake it, so therefore what? If you just take it, say, what does baked mean? What does baked mean? You put it in the oven. So what does that do? That means, so you roasted it.
I don't think baked mayor means that it has to be cooked.
So what does it mean?
It means into a mixture that you're eating.
In other words, if you put it in the milk.
Yeah,
maybe milk. No. Putting it in the milk is not gonna do that.
Why do you think
the temperature's brand
things? All these flavors, right.
You're changing the purpose.
So the question is, what's the status if it's not made into a cookie or a cake or a, would it be Jose says achita or not? Because you're eating a kernel, so to speak.
But doesn't the manufacturer process the this product? So it is maybe a maizeh
zeir? Oh, right. So you say maybe he manufactures it and therefore it's a maizeh. So that's what most people say. It's manufactured. The question is, what if he manufactures it, but then it comes back to be the same thing that it was originally? Whereas usually when you manufacture something, it changes the whole form when you make it into a maaseh kedera. So the Velt holds that what you said, that it's a maaseh kedera because it's reconstituted. Rav Yitzchak Abadi Shlita, he has a chiddush that all cold cereals are adama.
What?
All cold cereals are adama. Yeah, because they're all what? Koses es achita. So even though it's processed, but it's processed to be what it was originally. So it's not like a regular maaseh kedera where you take the wheat and now it's farina. Well, now, so the minhag ha'olam is not that way, but that was his, so that's why he holds, Rav Abadi holds, that on Cheerios you should make adama. Why? First of all, because oats is not, he holds not one of chameshes min yedogan, and even if it was, it's still closest to sachita. So minhag ha'olam is not that way. Minhag ha'olam is mizonos. Why? Because they treated oats like the chameshes mine dogon, and they treat. I personally have Cheerios every morning. I make an adama and a burn of fashos. But one yisod is I would never let my kids do that because it's not the minhag ha'olam, and the yisod and chinuch is I don't want them to do anything that's not like the minhag ha'olam till they learn for a good several decades, and then they've. And then they're convinced that that's what the halacha is, then they could do like that. But till they reach that, they should do what the minhag ha'olam is, or else you look weird. So that's the yisod. Okay. 1251, is that what we're supposed to? I can go on for another 3 hours, but that's why I'll come back on Wednesday, Bez Hashem. Okay, it's a pleasure to be here. By Wednesday, you should come up with all some good questions. More, we'll have more topics on these topics as well. It's a pleasure to be here, always. See you, same thing. Yeah, we didn't finish the whole thing. I mean, we didn't finish the whole Aleph, Beis, whatever, and Bez Hashem. We'll see each other Bezus Hashem on Wednesday. Okay, Kol Tov. And if you have some good questions to think about till then, please do. Shalom Aleichem. Nice to see you. Okay, hi, how are you? I'll give regards.
I hope my kids are behaving.
They're themselves behaving. In your building. They're my neighbors. Yeah, I see. I see.